Banks are live.
Good afternoon. It is 1:04 on Tuesday, June 25th. I call this special meeting to order. This meeting concerns Midwest Trading, Nodak Grain, Roving Grain Buyer, Grain Warehouse Insolvencies, PSC case number GE-18-395, and PSC versus Hunter Hansen DBA Midwest Grain Trading et al., civil number 35-2019-CV-19, and PSC versus Hunter Hansen DBA Nodak Grain et al., civil case 35-2018-CV-00088. And this matter may be discussed in executive session, but before we go into the general discussion preceding that, I'm Commissioner Brian Krasius. Joining me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have.
No opening comments for me.
Okay. I do not either. Then we're going to start with an update. We also have Conrad Crawford with us as staff, Attorney Mitch Armstrong, and then also on staff, Attorney John Hsu are present as well. So Conrad, I'll let you take over.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Thank you very much for arranging this work session. Just a quick update of where we're at with our progress. We have begun liquidating grain assets again this week. The inspectors went to the facility yesterday. They repaired the motor and the belt that had burnt up prior to that, and then we began loading operations again this morning. Thus far, we've got 3 trucks loaded out of the facility, and we're anticipating an additional 4 arrival before the end of the day, hopefully a few more after that. We've been in communication with the buyer, and they understand where we're at in the process and are making efforts and arrangements to have this concluded by the end of this week is what the goal for us and the buyer is at this point. And with approximately, before we began loading operations, with 17,000 bushels of grain remaining, that is definitely doable this week, pending any logistical issues or mechanical error breakdowns or anything like that. So we anticipate that things hopefully will go well with that, and I'll provide end-of-day updates as I have in the past while we've been liquidating the grain as well. And with that, we've been working with Mitch as well.
Any quality issues that have surfaced?
No, nothing that is anything that we didn't expect with the quality of the grain that we had.
So. And what all the equipment is working now?
Yes, yeah. We did get the piece of equipment repaired on yesterday. The inspectors were able to get that operational again. So we are fully operational and anticipate, pending any other issues, that we're going to be able to proceed through. We did order a couple of spare belts just in case, because we don't want to have to wait another 3 days for them to get something in. So, you know, if anything, we're going to leave a couple of spare belts there for a motor, and that's just is what it is, because I'd rather have an extra than break down again. So,
can they be returned? I don't know how much they cost, but
they were air freighted in specifically for this, because it's an odd size belt, so it's kind of more of a custom special order item. So I doubt it. But the belts themselves were $50 a piece, and we got 2 of them. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to be not going to be anything that breaks the bank anyway. So. Mm-hmm. And additionally, as far as the claim processing, we did get Mitch a few claims already. He has presented us with draft portions of the report for those claims that we've reviewed and worked with him on correcting those, and then we've got another one to get to him as well. So we are starting to make some headway there. And what we've realized is, you know, as we go through the process and it becomes more of a day-to-day process rather than getting broken up with doing different things, we anticipate that going a lot smoother once we start getting into it, and then that's the only thing that we're having to do instead of trying to liquidate grain at the same time.
Are there, now that you've processed a few of them all the way through, are the records kind of cleared up now? We have what we have, and we know what we have, and so you can work through. Or is there still this combination of the records that he turned over when he should have and the records that we got subsequently much later? And is it still confusing to try and piece this stuff together?
We're still having to piece things together, and we will have some gaps within records. There are some things that just don't exist that weren't provided to us in any of the documentation that we got. But it has helped, but we have to bring all of that together from three different sources and make it flow through the process for the analysis. And then in addition, what we're doing is with those records is that we're beginning to assemble the packets together that ultimately will need to be, I believe, filed with district court upon the report and recommendation as well. I'm sure additional parties are going to be interested in seeing those, the records that we've got in that sense. So we're working on assembling those into a nice kind of a chronological fashion so that part is already done as well when we move forward.
I keep thinking it should be something like a puzzle that, once you have searched through everything looking for a particular piece of information, then in the next case, if that's needed, you really don't need to look again because, it's just
not
there.
You're correct. It is a puzzle. It's 60 different puzzles. So
we're always a bit at the mercy of the lack of or good record keeping of the claimant and Hunter Hansen for each claim. The three that I've gone through so far, I think we had complete records, and we're not expecting any additional records. But the three I've had so far, we've had, I think, complete records, and there's really, at least from my look at them, doesn't appear to be much dispute in how many bushels were sold, where they were sold, what the contract was. We've been able, those, the three so far that we've written up, seem complete to me.
And I don't know if this is something that you want public or not. Is there clarity yet on the extent that he kept his three business ventures separate, or does it appear to be pretty mixed up that he used one account to pay for the other type of grain and things like that?
That's a question that would be more appropriate for the executive session.
Okay, any other updates? Questions?
Not at this time, unless there's any other questions.
Okay, prior to moving into executive session, I'll make some comments. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code 44-04-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in an open meeting. And I have the motion, so I will make it. I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in Midwest Grain Trading, Nodak Grain, Roving Grain Buyer, Grain Warehouse Insolvencies, case number GE-18-395, PSC versus Hunter Hansen, Midwest Grain Trading et al., Pierce County District Court, case number 35-2019-CV-19, and PSC versus Hunter Hansen, DBA, Nodak Grain et al., Pierce County District Court, case number 35-2018-CV-00088.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, I will take a roll call vote. Commissioner Krosius.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchek.
Aye.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instruction to our attorney or negotiator. There are no members of the public that are attending the meeting today, and I don't believe we have anyone on the phone bridge. Is that correct, Steve?
Correct.
Okay. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately 1:45, so approximately 30 minutes. The meeting will show that the executive session began at 1:15 on Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, and was attended by Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, Commissioner Randy Christman, Conrad Crawford, staff member Jack Hsu, our attorney, and then attorney Mitch Armstrong, as well as myself, Commissioner Brian Crotchis. And Steve Call on staff is also in the room with us.